2020 is now part of the history books, a tragic, stress-filled, painful chapter that saw families and communities face a global pandemic, one of the most contentious election seasons ever, and the reality of racial injustice after the killing of George Floyd and ensuing protests. The reporters of State Impact Oklahoma had to adapt to constantly changing situations and remained focused on telling stories that matter at the intersection of people and policy.
I'm Quentin Chandler, criminal justice reporter. At the beginning of 2020, Oklahoma was trying to help hundreds of prisoners released in the nation's largest commutation.
Linkage to felon-friendly employers, housing, medical services, all those things.
State leaders were still grappling with the high prison population, limited resources for prisons, and how to make new rules for lethal injections.
I'm education reporter Robbie Korth. Issues I covered range from Oklahoma's lagging higher education funding to Governor Kevin Stitt's fight with the tribes over gaming money to guns in Oklahoma's schools.
You know, we get that out there and make sure everybody that in the community and knows that we do have firearms here at school, and we'll do whatever we need to do to take care of our kids.
But all these issues were soon overtaken on March 11th. That day, the Utah Jazz prepped to tip off against the Oklahoma City Thunder in Chesapeake Energy Arena. Then, there was a sudden delay.
So, as soon as we get any kind of information, we will certainly pass it along.
Ready for the game playoffs? Tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion.
Things haven't been the same since. Shortly after that NBA game was delayed, State Impact sprang into action, producing numerous stories on the coronavirus and how Oklahomans were responding.
LaVon Harris is spraying tables with disinfectant in Shawnee Public School's boardroom.
It's like a Lysol, heavy-duty stuff.
What does it do?
Kill all the germs.
Oklahoma prisons and jails were on unsure footing as the pandemic loomed. Law enforcement experts had never seen anything like it, and knew quarantining would be hard.
You may have to make a movement of inmates, double-celling, or possibly even triple-celling.
I'm State Impact Managing Editor Logan Layden. I came on as the pandemic continued to grip the state and nation, and as the killing of George Floyd was sparking protests across the country, including in Oklahoma. We got creative as we tried to continue providing unique reporting and sound, from Alfalfa Bill Murray to efforts to inform non-English speakers of the COVID-19 threat.
Concerns at moreschools.com hoặc liên lạc hiệu trưởng của trường công bản. Chúng tôi hiểu rằng không biết nói hay đọc tiếng Anh.
More changes were in store for State Impact in the form of a new health reporter, right on time.
I'm health reporter Catherine Sweeney. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continued surging throughout the year. By December, Oklahoma was seeing thousands of new cases every day. It took a toll on our hospitals.
There have been many days that have become almost impossible to find a bed in the metro area for sure. And our emergency department will then spend hours and hours calling the secondary larger hospitals to look for beds. And we have even had to look for ICU beds out of state.
Although the coronavirus has only taken a stronger hold in Oklahoma, the end of 2020 brought a light at the end of the tunnel, a vaccine. State officials administered Oklahoma's first coronavirus shot on December 14th.
What 2021 has in store isn't written yet. Catherine, Quentin, and Robbie will help write it. For all of us at State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.